Man, does it feel good to record and not have to worry about ambient noise and sound levels and having to adjust it and edit it later? Just being able to speak without having to worry about messing with it later is really great. It's a not uplifting, what is it? Just free feeling? I don't know. I've been lazy the last few days, so my word game isn't up there right now. But this year is wrapping up, heading to Manhattan in a couple days for New Year. And I don't know, I guess I'll stay for like a week or two, maybe. I don't know. For right now, I'm just well, tonight would be one of those nights where I'm contemplating everything and looking up at the sky. It's cloudy, but it feels nice. Which fucking global warming, I swear. It was fucking 75 degrees on my birthday. Stupid. It's winter. It's Christmas Eve. Like, what? It's wild. But yeah, tonight would be one of those nights I just look up at the sky and just think about life, about where I am, what I'm doing, where I'm going. And man, 2019, huh? This year I drove to Malibu. That was crazy. I went through a snowstorm at the Grand Canyon. Like, what? It was spring and it was snowing. That was crazy. Then I flew in a helicopter. It's crazy. But that was all just that trip. The more important things to me, the bigger stuff this year was just my self-revelations about how I was as a person. I'm working on that. And well, I guess that's the big thing. Like I kind of took a hard look at myself and said, I can do better. And I did. I worked on myself a lot. I tried to fix a lot of things that objectively were bad, and then just things I thought personally were just stuff I wanted to work on, like dancing. Man, shout out to Jacob on that one. Dancing was a big part of that. I was real self-conscious about that until I got better. I still suck, but I mean, at least I can go out there, and realizing that it's actually really fun is just wild to me. Painting is another thing. I really loved landscapes, and I was like, man, I'm going out, seeing all these nice places. But it didn't feel like I was capturing it the right way for me. So I started painting them, and man, I suck at that too, but I like it. So, singing, I have embraced a lot of myself, honestly. The fact that I'm just so fucking weird. All right, so a little backstory on me. I thought I was like the cool kid, honestly. I just was always friends with the cool kids, so I just assumed that I was a cool kid also. Do I know why, like, I was friends with the cool kids? Nope. I'm fairly charismatic, but I don't think that was the reason. I'm not entirely sure why. I just always found myself with the popular kids, so I just kind of viewed myself as a popular kid. But it turns out, kind of like in those Disney movies, that I was like that one weird dorky kid that just happened to have really cool friends. Because it wasn't until Jacob pointed out that I'm actually pretty socially awkward. Didn't know that, honestly. Yeah, I had no idea. I thought I was pretty fucking cool. But no, didn't really drink much, but that was more of just watching my tia, be an alcoholic and my tio, and hearing my parents' negative comments towards that, and just kind of saying, I really don't want to be that way. So I kind of steered clear of drinking for a good while. But yeah, like social awkwardness. I didn't even order my first drink really until I was like 25, I want to say, at a bar. So didn't know how to act at house parties because I didn't really go to them. Same thing for clubs and bars. Couldn't dance, so I was just kind of sitting there being weird. How I talk, the stuff I say, the things I bring up. Jacob was like, "You even walk wrong. Like, you walk wrong, you tie your shoes the wrong way." Basically, from the ground up, I needed to work on everything, step up my game on everything. But, I mean, I fixed a lot of stuff. I'm not awkward as much. Still am, but then, Lizzo came out and everybody's like, "Yeah, I'm feeling myself." So that's me now too. I'm weird, and you know what? That's me. And I was hearing this one guy where he was talking about marketing yourself, and he's like, "Look, there's 1% of the world that loves you, absolutely loves you. Everything about you, every little weird thing you do, they'll love it. The problem is, they don't know who the fuck you are." Now, that 1% translates to, I'm not exactly sure, but it's in the millions and it's a shit ton of people. And you know what? Fuck yeah. Me and those people, we're going somewhere. They're gonna love me some me, because I love me some me. T.O. But yeah, so I learned a lot about myself, fixed a lot about myself, and I honestly think that was the best part of 2019 for me, was that inward work really had a lot of outward outcomes. Like, a lot of the byproducts of me just putting in that work was my relationship with my parents is a lot better. It's really great. I really am glad that we're at the point where we are. Not really see me as so much of a kid anymore, which obviously I'm not, but like, they actually value my opinions now. Like, they actually listen to what I say. And we can actually have conversations, and I'll have genuine opinions on how they are doing things. Not really critiques. Well, sometimes they are, but like, they're honest ones. They're not coming from any malicious intent. They're actual observations, like, "Hey, so maybe that wasn't the best way to handle this or that." And they're like, Yeah, you're right. We're just trying our best." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." And we just go forward. That's really cool. And then with my brothers, it's always been there. Julian is, man, he's such a great person, man. I'm real happy to see him going out, and he's going to be a firefighter, and it's like, It's a really noble endeavor. And I know he's gonna help out a lot of people. So I'm trying to help him out as much as I can. And Trink, well, he's Trink. He's just, he's a hardhead, but God damn, is he gonna be like a fucking stud. He can dance. He got the moves. He, man. And he has our cool cousins with him too. Man, he's such a lady killer already. It's just, man, it's so funny how vastly different we are. I'm the nerdy, weird one. Nan's the kind-hearted soul, and Elias is the hard-headed, smooth asshole. It all works out. We fight, we have fun, we laugh, and in the end, we're brothers. What could I have done better? Well, I was in, well, I was being basically an indentured servitude for most of the year while I was driving for Lyft. Pretty much every week, starting on Thursday, my life was on the road. And Saturdays, I didn't go to sleep. Saturday from, what, 3 p.m.? I would drive all the way till 8 in the morning, go straight to church, then have lunch sometimes, maybe take a nap a little bit. When Game of Thrones was on and wasn't a disappointment, would stay up and watch that, then go to sleep. So I was almost up for 48 hours sometimes. And that was for half of the year straight, from January 1st or whatever Saturday was the first Saturday of the year to somewhere in June. Because even that road trip California was just during the week. I got back on Saturday, I think, so. Yeah, that whole first half of the year, every week like clockwork, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, on the road. And that's why towards the end of the year, I was like, man, it really feels like I didn't do much of anything. I got a lot of experience talking to people, seeing different viewpoints, walks of life, helping people, getting better at social interactions, learning all the places that I would potentially want to go to, stuff like that. But as far as like where my life was on a level, like internally, I was growing a lot, but outside, yeah, I was in the same place. So that accident is a blessing in disguise. And actually, speaking of that, the growth in my faith was also another thing that really, I think, really capped off like the start of my transformation. I was never one for religion or anything, because I mean, they killed a lot of fucking people, the fucking church. And growing up, went because my parents told me to. Never read the Bible. I did all my things, my communion, confirmation, and sure, I had to go to school, but I just learned what I needed to learn to pass the test and whatever, and then I forgot it all. It's not like I internalized any of it. So, really didn't know why I was going to church in the first place. I was just going. And Jacob had invited me a few times. I went with him once to a Christian church. But, I just, at the start of this year, I was like, you know what? I want to start going. So, like I said, first half of the year, every Sunday, well, Saturday, didn't go to sleep, led straight into Sunday's going to church. Even that one time where it was like 5 in the morning and I was in ecstasy with the cinnamon dropping $1,000 over her, making it rain. Still went to church the next few hours, so yeah. And I met a lot of great people. Mainly because the church I was going to was one where it was a small community, and it seemed like everybody was going to be a better person. It was like we were all kind of rejected by the other places, and we found this place where we all accepted each other and we knew what we were working towards, which was the grace of God. Which, hey, wouldn't you know, he's not that bad of a guy. So, yeah, shouts out to him. Big G. A lot of stuff has happened this year where it's like, man, there definitely is someone up there, because there's just some wild things that happen where it's just like there's no way that it could have gone any other way. So, yeah, so that was my 2019. Lots of growth, lots of hobbies, things being picked up. I do want to learn the violin. A lot of the, what is it, synth? The strings. A lot of the music I like is sounds really good in strings, so want to learn that. Other than that, maybe a language or something. 2020, what's that gonna be? I don't know. Could I look back at this year and say, man, so I'm gonna look at my roadmap and say, oh yeah, I'm gonna start here and I'm gonna do this, 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 and this and get here. Looking back, oh man, it's been a, you know how like everybody's worried about like electronic, like an EMP that messes up all the electronics and like your GPS, like makes you run off the road. Well, just imagine like if it kept tracking like where you were going and you tried to follow it and just kind of threw you all sorts of directions and you ended up someplace and you're just like, wow. You look around and you're like, this place is amazing. I don't know how I got here though. And you can't really go back because you're not really sure. It was all kind of a blur. Yeah, that was my 2019. I'm really glad. I'm really happy where I'm at. Do I know how I got here? Yeah, sort of, but it's kind of a blur. Could I have gotten here more efficiently? Like, could I have made it easier on myself? Yeah, of course, but that's not how I live, apparently. So, there's that. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of making this yearly review because I was just thinking what got me started doing these in the first place was because I saw Endgame and Tony was making those recordings, and I was like, man, I want to do that. I want to leave a legacy. Like, what if my plane crashes on the way to Manhattan and I die? It's like, whoa, there I am. I was gonna say Love You 3000, but then I don't know who that'd be directed to. Anyways, this is Past Me signing off.